Welcome to the Thrive Church Sermon of the Week podcast. We're inviting you to experience God, forget dead religion, and thrive in Jesus. For more information regarding this podcast and other resources, visit thriveny.org. We hope you enjoy the message.
Okay, so here we go. Every day at breakfast, I announce that I'm going for a jog, and then I don't. And it is my longest running joke of the year. It's true. If I make you breakfast in bed, a simple thank you is all I need, not all this, how did you get into my house business? And lastly, what did the thesaurus eat for breakfast? A synonym bun. That was hard to say. All right. Well, I'm going to make it so at least my back isn't to the camera the entire time, because that would probably be awkward for that. Are you guys liking the circle? Is it kind of fun? Yeah. We might do this a couple more times. Special thank you to the worship team who had to not play their normal positions or even their normal instruments, especially Thomas. I don't know where I can't see. I can't actually find anybody here in the circle. But anyway, he had to play a different drum. So if you are new here, you're wondering what in the world is going on. And our church does like to be creative. And I always say, if we like to say we're creative, we better do something creative. So here we are. And we have been doing a message series called Building Tables. And instead of just talking about it, we always like to do what we're preaching. But instead of having a table building day, which I thought half of us probably would not appreciate, we can just sit at some tables. But how many found it to be true that you couldn't hide at the table very well this morning, right? Our saying for our series is you can hide in a stadium, but you cannot hide at a table. And for some of us, that's the best news because we don't want to hide and we want to be known. And for some of us, it's more of a scary thing. And so I want to say thank you, and you are courageous, to anybody here who this was actually being a brave thing to sit at a table next to someone you don't know, because we aren't just making it light and saying that it's all fun to be here like this. Some of us actually, it took some real courage, to sit here. So good going for that. So we're going to talk about breakfast. And Brian, if you can just stand and do a little fashion show here on your shirt. Everyone say what his shirt says. Come and have breakfast. Come and have breakfast. And coffee. That's not in the Bible, but the breakfast is. This was a birthday gift by Will and Hannah. I don't even know what I got Brian for his birthday, because their birthday gift was so much better than anything else. But we are talking about John 21:12 this morning, actually all of John 21 or the beginning part of it. So we're going to talk about breakfast. So I want to get a show of hands. How many, I wrote down five kinds of breakfast. So how many you don't have to do this if it's too personal, but we've got the intermittent fasting breakfast here. Anybody in that bandwagon? Got a couple people? All right. We've got this is my version. I put the Hannah version breakfast, where you eat it in the car every day. Anybody with me? Yes, we're probably the same personality type right there. All right. How about the number one with coffee? And if it's wrong, someone in the drive-thru gets a little bit frustrated. Anybody? Okay. We're either not honest or no one does that. How about at the table? Maybe it's with your pet, with your phone, with somebody. Okay, so we've got some at the tables. And then we have the one we swim to, and that is the one we're talking about today in the Bible, all right? So we are going to talk about how to have a great day, and I just finished up a leadership course this last week, and one of my teachers in it gave me this word, great, G-R-E-A-T. Is that how you spell great? I think so, right? And she said that's how she starts her morning every day, and I thought that was a cool way to think about it. So we're going to actually break down what the word great means in the morning, and I'm going to connect it over to John 21 for us. So we are going to spell out great. So everyone say G, gratitude. If you want to take notes, I actually encourage you, if nothing else, to write down the word great on your phone or something, because I tested this out this week and it actually really changed my day. So we're going to give you, I don't know how many letters is that, G-R-E-A-T. We're going to give you five things to do every morning or every nighttime if you're a night owl, however you want to do it. But morning is really how it sets the tone for your day. All right, and it's not magic or anything like that, but how many know if you get out of the wrong side of the bed, it really affects your day? That's more than just a saying, right? So this is how to get out of the right side of the bed with Jesus. So gratitude. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving, go into his courts with praise, give thanks to him, and praise his name. How often do we find our day not inside of God's gates, and then we wonder how that happened? Anybody, like, by lunchtime, you're like, this is definitely not God's gates. I don't even know what God's gates are, but this is not it, right? And what I've realized is most often that means that I didn't actually start my day off in gratitude, because it actually says how you get into God's gates is through gratitude, right? And so God's giving us the key right there. And so we're going to look at gratitude here. We're going to open up to John 21, and we're just going to stay there for only a few minutes as I try and preach this message. So if you got your Bible, open it up real fast, and we're going to dive in. John 21. Afterward's important, because it's always good to look at what just happened. Do that on your own time, but it's good. John 20 is good too, all right? Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples for the third time by the Sea of Galilee. That's where Pastor Tom was just at. So if you want to know what the Sea of Galilee looks like, you can talk to Pastor Tom and Jordy after. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, where's Thomas? There we go. You didn't know he was that old, but he was right here. Nathanael from Cana, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I love that there were just two other disciples. You can be a disciple of Jesus, and they didn't even care enough that their name was in the Bible, but they were still his disciple, right? So they're not everyone was famous. And let's see here. Simon Peter said, I'm going out to fish. And they said, we'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat. But that night, they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Have you ever been too tired to notice Jesus in your morning? Anybody? Who are the night owls here? Any night owls? Who are the morning people? All right, morning people, we are counting on you to start church on time. So that's why I did that, all right? Next week. Jesus called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? No, they answered. He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because of the large number of fish. So we're going to look at this a little bit closer than maybe we've looked at before together, at least here in this building together. So he actually is starting out their day at dawn, and it's a whole night of catching nothing. So how many have ever woken up in the morning and you feel like yesterday was just a whole lot of nothing? Anybody there? And Peter and some of the disciples were in that moment because they were feeling discouraged. Jesus wasn't with them. They didn't know where he was. And then Jesus shows up. And so it's a very easy thing to do to start your day off by actually returning to striving. Because Peter actually returned to what he was doing before he followed Jesus. Has anyone ever started your day off by returning to what you were doing before you followed Jesus? If you're real honest, maybe it just looks like you're complaining or you're worried or something like that. Maybe it's something more. But in Luke 5, Jesus said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And at once they left their nets and followed him, right? So in John 21, Peter's going back to his nets. And so the first way we don't want to start our day off is going backwards. But I don't know about you, but a lot of mornings I'll start by going backwards. Maybe it's just looking at what went wrong yesterday and then thinking it's going to go wrong today too, or whatever it is. And so the first challenge of the morning is to start with gratitude and not looking backwards and not going back to what we were doing the day before. Are you following me? I also really noticed that Peter has a really complicated relationship with boats and water, because he was called to be a disciple, right, from a boat. And then he walks on the water with Jesus. And then in John 21, he's actually swimming to Jesus. So, I mean, he's done the whole nine yards with Jesus. So if you think following Jesus just looks like following him in like one specific miracle way, you got to open your eyes to see a lot of different ways of following Jesus in the day. If all we focus on or are haunted by is the nothing of yesterday, we will miss the new mercy Jesus gives in the morning. Lamentations 3 says, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning. And so what I always love to say is there is mercy that has never touched earth before right now in this room. All we got to do is receive it. And that starts with gratitude. So I've started doing that this week. And I got to admit, some mornings I was lying in bed and I was like, thank you, God, I have a heartbeat. And I'm like, I can't think of anything else right now. And I will also say that I don't recommend doing this while you're in bed, because I totally nodded off on the G and had to wake back up and do the R. But I can tell you that even just mentally starting my day off with gratitude, this isn't some positive motivational speech. This is actually entering the gates with thanksgiving and living your day within the gates of Jesus. Amen? So my challenge to you on the G is to wake up and let the first thing you do, instead of grabbing your phone or thinking about some negative thing that's going to happen today because it happened yesterday, that you actually thank God for at least one thing. And a bonus point is if you then, after you've done that, thank somebody else. So write them a text, thanking them for something they blessed you with this week or something like that, and pass it on. All right? So now we're going to do the R. Everyone say R. That didn't work. Who are the pirates? Was that this table? I feel like that was this table, but I don't know. Okay. You guys should say hi to each other after church. There we go. All right. R. R is reflection. Everyone say reflection. This one's a fun one. And I really felt like I got to know Peter in a way I've never gotten to know him as I did this study this week. Reflection is, if we never stop to reflect in Jesus, every day can turn into a repeat of yesterday in my reactions, my relationships, my job, and my outlook on life. Have you ever gotten so fast in life that you wake up and you actually just go? Anyone ever wake up and just go instead of stopping? And so I've really tried this week because I thought, well, if I'm going to preach it, I need to live it, right? Because that's really important. So I actually started thinking, were there any reactions I did yesterday to somebody that were not healthy? And do I need to actually just take a minute? Do I need to forgive anybody real quick? Is there a trigger? Is there something going on in my life that I don't want to repeat today? So I'm going to actually, before I get out of bed, I'm going to stop and I'm going to be with Jesus for a minute. Maybe it's a perspective change on your boss or your coworker or a spouse or a situation you're dealing with, but actually be present and reflect for a second. All right? And we're going to look at John 21 for that. So after the fish miracle, they haul all the fish, right? Then the disciples whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." As soon as Simon Peter heard him say, "It is the Lord," he wrapped his outer garment around him, for he had taken it off. And this is my little interjection. I said TMI, no one needed to know that, Luke, but I guess Luke just wanted to share. And jumped into the water. The other disciples followed in the boat, towing the net full of fish, for they were not far from shore, about 100 yards. When they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals. Everyone say burning coals. There with fish on it and some bread. Now, John 21 sounds like a nice little Bible story, maybe in a kid's book. It's like, oh, look, Jesus cooked fish, right? Jesus said, come and have breakfast. But let's zoom out for just a split second here. The last time we see Peter doing anything for Jesus, was he healing the sick with Jesus? No. Was he, in fact, he saw 3,000 get saved with Jesus? No, he was denying Jesus. So the last thing we have in the Bible Peter doing is denying Jesus. And now we have him swimming to Jesus, right? And so if we stop at John 20, Peter is like this rebellious guy against Jesus. And then if John 21 didn't exist and you jump to Acts, he'd be this like famous pastor and church leader, apostle, right? So John 21 is incredibly important. So breakfast is incredibly important, all right? I'm just saying here. So it says, when they landed, they saw a fire of burning coals with fish on it and some bread. This is really interesting because the only other time that that word is used, the fire of burning coals, is the last time Peter was mentioned where he is denying Jesus. It said Peter was standing next to a fire of burning coals, and it's the exact same word. So that means the last time he did something for Jesus, he was at a fire burning coals denying him. Now he's swimming towards the same trigger that triggered him last time to do something against Jesus. He decided to actually jump and swim towards it through the shame, through the guilt, to get to Jesus. Are you following me? So every morning we have a choice. Will we stay in the boat? Will we let what triggered us yesterday haunt us? Like Peter, or will we, like Peter, jump into the water and actually swim with Jesus to the place where it might be known for shame or guilt or embarrassment or something that happened and actually overcome it with Jesus so today doesn't need to look like yesterday? So Peter could actually step into an apostle that really changed the world, or he could have stayed denying Jesus. The only thing that kept him from being just a fisherman, kind of like a, I'm guessing fishermen were kind of burly guys because they were outside all the time, and his mouth needed some cleaning out, right, after he denied Jesus three times. So the only thing that kept him from doing that was breakfast with Jesus, right? So breakfast with Jesus is really important. So I encourage you, the R is to take a moment in the morning and think through anything stressful in your week and release forgiveness or ask God for a different perspective. It doesn't mean that everything will change, but God can give you a supernatural perspective change so that what triggered you yesterday doesn't have to have the same effect on you today. Are you following me? All right. I'm getting very dizzy going in circles. All right. The last few are real quick, so I'm just going to breeze through them. E is for engage. Everyone say engage. Did you know every morning is an engagement party, right? We're either celebrating our engagement to Jesus, or we are celebrating our engagement to stress or an addiction or to negativity or to something else, right? Anybody realize that? And so we're going to read here John 21, verse 9. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you have just caught." So Simon Peter climbed back into the boat and dragged the net ashore. I like that. Jesus is like, thank you for your enthusiasm. Now go back to work and bring the fish in, right? Don't leave all the work to your friends. It was full of fish, 153, but even with so many, the net was not torn. And Jesus said to them,
"Come and have breakfast."
There we go. Y'all got to bring your Bibles next week, okay? Come and have breakfast. None of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came, took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time Jesus appeared to his disciples since he was raised from the dead. So every morning is a question, will you be engaged with Jesus? And it's also a time to do a heart check. Before you press go, before you just run, are you engaged with Jesus, or is your heart and mind engaged with something else? All right? And every morning is an invitation to have breakfast with him. Jesus is saying, come and have breakfast. And whether that looks like getting your Bible out, whether that looks like an audio Bible while you're working out or driving to work, whether that looks like a devotional that you're working through, whatever it is, get into the Word and get engaged to the right thing. Because how many know if you get engaged to the wrong thing, no one wants to come to that engagement party, right? All right. Number four, A, everyone say ask. That was so enthusiastic. John 21, when they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said, "you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus had asked him for the third time. "Do you love me?" he asked. "Lord, you know all the things. You know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Feed my sheep." Have you ever noticed in the scripture, every time someone has a question for Jesus, Jesus has a question back for them, right? And I don't know why Jesus would change now. He never changes. So if you keep asking Jesus the same question, maybe it's time to open up your ears and see if he's asking you something back, right? But Jesus was checking Peter's attitude three times to ask him, are you living out of fear? Are you living out of an orphan mindset? Or are you living as a son of God, as a child of God? And every morning we have a choice. Will we live out of lack? Will we live out of fear? Or are we living out of our identity in Christ? And that will determine your entire day. Amen? And so ask, how many wake up with sometimes just a laundry list of concerns? Anybody got the laundry list going? And so this is really important because asking isn't just doing an attitude check with Jesus, but sometimes we actually need to bring our concerns to God. And so I encourage you in the morning just to take 5 seconds and actually give God your prayer requests, right? And to actually ask him to move on your behalf or to move on your family's behalf or your friend's behalf. And then lastly is T, which is trust. I love this because I don't have my Bible open to me because I have it here, but John 21, 19, which I believe is either the last part of that entire chapter or it's near the end, it says, Jesus said, then he said to them, "Follow me." Everyone say, "Follow me." I love this because the first words Jesus said, one of the first words Jesus says to Peter is, "Follow me." And now the last thing he says is, "Follow me." So at the end of giving thanks, at the end of reflecting and getting free from anything that was locking you down from yesterday, at the end of engaging with Jesus, at the end of asking and bringing your prayer requests before him, is returning to trusting Jesus. If we don't end on the T, then we end on the laundry list and we end on an anxious note. But if we end on the T, we end with saying, yes, I will follow you today. Amen? So why don't you stand on your feet? Peter was called the rock of the church. He was, some say he was the head of the 12 disciples. He went on numerous missionary trips. He was a martyr. But without that, follow Jesus. And if Peter didn't need it just once and he needed it twice, how many times do we need it, right? If Peter needed to eat breakfast with Jesus and he needed to swim towards the place that could have brought him shame and guilt, but he knew was going to be met by a loving Savior, then what are we called to do? Amen? And I think it's so easy in the morning, we just kind of get on our bandwagon and we just go, or maybe we're so groggy we don't know where we are or what continent it is or whatever, right? And then we just kind of roll into the day, depending on which brain fog you're in. But the point is that God is calling us to be alert and to be engaged with him in the morning. And so my prayer for us as a church, as we're doing the table series, we've talked about the first table in the tabernacle. We've talked about building community. And the next few weeks, we're going to talk about giftings and purpose together and individually. So don't miss the next few weeks here. But today, I wanted to talk about the breakfast table, because if you miss breakfast with Jesus, the day just doesn't go the way it was planned. And so that's my encouragement to you. Gratitude, reflection, engage, ask, and trust. Whether we deny Jesus or swim to him and eat breakfast is determined by our everyday choice to follow Jesus. Charles Spurgeon says, there is hardship in everything except eating pancakes. I was just seeing if you were awake. That's actually something he said. I was waiting to share that. But there's something to be said about that. Are you eating pancakes with Jesus? And I just want to end. I know everyone's standing, but so am I. So it's okay. Stretch your legs. Brian's not sitting there anymore. But Brian and I had the honor of going over to someone's house this week. And in their kitchen, it said, feed my lambs over their stove. And they found out that Brian wasn't sure if he liked fish. And they happened to make 5 different kinds of fish for us for lunch, which I've never had in my life. And it was the best fish I've ever had as well. But all these kinds of fish. And I thought, well, this is really weird that she's serving all these kinds of fish, because it says Jesus served fish for breakfast. So I said, it's really weird. We're actually preaching on John 21 this Sunday. And she said, no way. And it turned out John 21 was her life verse. And she had feed my lambs on her kitchen and in her living room. And she said, you know, that's actually a call that God can give you. It's like the gift of hospitality to share your food and actually create a place where you can actually feed people just like Jesus did over the fire. So I thought that was kind of cool. I had to share that because that was just a crazy thing that happened this week. But my encouragement to you is eat breakfast with Jesus and maybe feed some people around the table just like today. You can do this in your house. You can do this at a coffee shop. But let's continue to build tables with each other here in this circle and then also welcome people into the circle with Jesus. Amen. So today I bless you to see Jesus standing on the shore of your everyday. I bless you to swim through any shame or past failures and see Jesus has provided for your every need. I bless you to engage with him and his truth. I bless you to ask him and to hear his voice. I bless you to trust Jesus more than anything and anyone else. And Jesus, I thank you that you are serving fish for us every morning, even though honestly, that doesn't sound very good, so maybe you can serve our favorite breakfast instead. But Jesus, I thank you. You're cooking up something, and we know you're cooking your new mercies every day for us. So God, we choose to receive your mercy for every morning of our lives and not just repeat broken patterns in our marriages, in our thinking, in our lifestyles, at our workplaces. We choose to be breakers. We choose to be pioneers of heaven on earth, and that starts every morning with you, God. So we choose to follow you. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, bless you. If you, I'm going to write the great, it's great, gratitude, reflection, engage, ask, and trust. All right. I highly recommend it. Write it down on your phone or something. Put it on your alarm clock so when your alarm goes off, you see it. And just try it out this week. Try it with a friend. Try it with your family. And watch Jesus transform your day. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Sermon of the Week. If you enjoyed today's message, please support us by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to our podcast. You can find more info and invest in the gospel at thriveny.org. Go and thrive this week, and we will see you soon.